Greetings, radio readers. As I've read these selections from our fall read, Food and Story, I've appreciated the opportunity to reflect and write about the most important things in my life, the first of which is that I am growing a son. I keep coming back to that thought after reading Five Quarters of the Orange, the story of a young girl's life during the Nazi occupation of France. Joanne Harris is crafty, creating empathy for those who aided the Third Reich's occupation of the French countryside. There's a metaphor that Framboise, the grown child narrator, uses describing her mother's parenting style, that she treated her children like trees in her orchard, that you plant them and feed them, trim them back often and correctly, and they will grow strong and true. Pluck their fruit. It's barbaric, no? Yes, children need planted. They need stability. If the soil is too dry or too sandy, the winds will blow them down in the first storm. Their roots need trained deeply, so their trunks are staked in guide, just at the right height, flexibly, so they grow strong and learn to bend. But a tree is not the right analogy. Children are not like trees. They need that staking and guying, the training of the roots downward so the wind will make them stronger. But then there is so much more to see, to be done, to watch, really. Framboise understood wine as well as her mother did. She says, "Wine, distilled and nurtured from bud into fruit and then through all the processes that make it what it is, deserves reverence, joy, gentleness." Oh, she understood wine, my mother. She understood the sweetening process, the fermentation, the seething and mellowing of life in the bottle, the darkening, the slow transformations, the birth of a new vintage in a bouquet of aromas like a magician's bunch of paper flowers. If only she had had time and patience enough for us. Care and craft. The utter powerlessness. The suddenness of their maturity. Growing children, fermenting grapes, waiting for the wine to cherish. Children are more like wine. From the start of planting the grape seed and training the plant to the watching and the waiting and the surprise. My son, 10 years old, spent the summer excited about beginning band. He talked to me every week, at least once, about how cool it was going to be to play the saxophone. And he was so excited about changing classes and experiencing this coming year and band. He was so looking forward to it that he double-checked twice with his teacher about it. Then on the first day of band, he walked in, sat down, and then stood up and left. He told me later that evening, after I had suddenly remembered how special was this day and asked him about it, "Oh, Mom, I didn't go. I went, but I left." And I couldn't speak. Stunned by his abrupt turnabout, I stood and I started cleaning the kitchen. I called a friend and I bawled for 10 minutes before I could rationally discuss with him the horribleness of this decision he made. In the end, with arguments for scholarships and utter lack of later opportunity because of where we live in rural America, he admitted that he'd made a mistake and he wanted to try again if the teacher would let him, which of course he would. He went back and he stayed, and he brought home the alto saxophone, and he posed for extra pictures because he wasn't holding it cool enough the first few times. I was so pleased. So proud. My sweet, sweet boy, growing and mellowing into himself, I stand staring with joy and gentleness in reverence. I'm Megan Zampieri here in Norton, Kansas.